Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you feel like you're at a bit of a crossroads after even playing Game 2 and just had kind of a difficult postseason here?
No. I know where I'll be next year.
You heard him.
Well, that's what he thought. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas,
and then
Joe
he woke
Jillian.
Up.
Yeah, so as the Major League Baseball offseason gets set to really start moving here. So the GM meetings were last week, Hugh. Coming up in a few weeks is the winter meetings. That's where things really happen. But last week's meetings kind of set the stage for all this stuff. So Jeff Passan, ESPN Today, puts out this huge article with the primer for the offseason. Like, which teams are in on Soto? Who's doing this? Who could be traded? And he has a section of the article today, how the trade market could shape the winter. And this is what he's talking about here. The names that dominated talk at the deadline will also be the most coveted ace on this winter's block, but there's also a strong group of potentially available position players, especially for teams looking for help. So basically, he was at the meetings last week. These are the names that dominated the conversation when the
Any
executives...
Any names that I know?
Well, you heard his voice right there. Alec Bohm, third baseman. This is what he writes about him. Coming off a career-best season, the 28-year-old Bohm nonetheless finds himself on the trade block. While he was a well-above-average hitter, he puts his stats in there, his first-half OPS was nearly 150 points higher than the second half, and the Phillies are looking to shake up their team after a disappointing postseason ouster by the Mets. Hugh, I am not surprised, but this is the strongest, like, thing we've heard yet. It was more like a probably, or they'll listen, but I think there's a difference between I'll listen if you call and he's on the trade block. This feels like they're going to trade Alec Bohm.
Yeah, I think that, you know, he's one of those guys. When you talk about this Phillies team and the way that they ended the season, man, you can't go into it this year the same. So you have to shake something up, and you have to try to get some guys in there that are not similar to the other guys that you have. The unfortunate thing about this team is, Joe, they all went cold at the same time. You can't have that. Can't have that at all.
Yeah, I also think they're at a weird point with him where he's a few years away from free agency. So if they've already made a decision that he's not going to be here long term, that they're not really interested in that, then they might as well trade him now and swap him for something else that maybe could help the team. They also have Aiden Miller coming up through the minors who might play third base down the line. I'm all for this. I know he is a good hitter and he's been a good Philly. I've never loved Alec Bohm. I don't trust him in big moments. There's something about his personality that I feel like he's just, the moment overwhelms him.
Too big. The moment's
too
big.
Yeah, I mean, like, he looks like he's going to cry when he strikes out in a big moment. I don't love that from a guy that's been a middle of the order hitter here. I don't want to give him away, Hugh, because he is a good offensive player.
Yeah.
But if they could get something comparable to him,
why not?
I'm all for it. I think a shakeup's coming here, and it sounds like Alec Bohm may be the first, or maybe first of many, to move off this team this offseason. So we'll keep an eye on it. But Alec Bohm, according to Jeff Passan, officially on the trade block. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. We are looking today for ComboCon, and you have a chance to win really an incredible prize over the next couple of weeks. Our grand prize, which Hugh has dubbed the biggest prize.
In life.
In life, ever, on the Midday Show. It's the Midday Show's Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. So your chance to win. If you win today, you're qualified. We'll have 10 qualifiers. We'll pick a winner. The grand prize winner gets a Jack Daniels Yeti Cooler, Cornhole Set, Giant Jenga, and a Gerhard Smoker and a 55-inch TV. It is the Ultimate Tailgate Giveaway. Today's winner, so all the qualifying winners, will win rocks glasses, water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, smoking chips, and a tote bag, all brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliance. We're looking today for famous couples. There's still some famous ones out there. We've got some big ones.
A lot of them.
I would say three or four of the last five answers have been, like, huge answers. But there's still some big ones out there. So we'll take your calls on that. And, of course, is this now a defensive football team with the Philadelphia Eagles? Obviously it is. And Hugh just can't see it. I mean, Hugh, you have about 20 minutes to go to maybe kind of move off the take.
Let's take some phone calls, shall we?
Okay. Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
The guy never even filled up.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
What's good, Anthony. What's up?
How you doing?
Yeah, hey, Hugh, I was going to get on you, man, but you dying on that hill, so I ain't even no point in talking to you, man.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling. You know,
hey.
Thank you.
Bye, Hugh.
I don't know what to say.
It's over.
I don't know what to say.
Hey. Hey, Hugh, man, if I ever want to go in the bidding war, man, I know who to call, man. You don't budge. Don't move.
So wait a minute. Hold up, Andy. What you trying to say?
Stubborn Douglas.
What you saying? I'm being stubborn?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
Anthony, I ain't did nothing but just drop facts all day, dog.
No,
that's all
I did. Those facts are slanted.
Hey. Okay, they might be a little slanted, but I dropped them.
Hey.
What? What we got?
You dropped them, yeah. You dropped them all you did. But listen, though. Y'all can't forget, man, we have an advantage with Jay and Daniels, man. We have, when he was doing what he was doing in the SEC, who was putting him on his back?
Georgia.
Who was putting Jay? Georgia, thank you. Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith was putting that man on his back. He had to get out the dirt every play. We have an advantage here, man.
It's different time.
But we have a lot of those same guys. That's actually an interesting point, Anthony. I got to go check out those games. LSU, Georgia, last couple years.
You think those games going to go carry weight in this game coming up Thursday?
If I could spin it, sure.
It's the same player. He only 9 games removed away from college.
Oh, okay, my bad. Okay. That's what we're going with.
9 games removed from college.
Mm-hmm. If that's what we're going with, that's fine. I have no problem with that.
Hey, Hugh, stop being a hater, man. Them great you was on, you was Bryce Huff. That's why you're being a hater, man. No hater.
Mm-hmm. I was Bryce Huff.
You.
When?
Yes, you was Bryce Huff. You was Bryce Huff on a 04, 03. 2000 Eagles, man.
You mean when I was in my 30s? You mean not in my prime?
It was Bryce Huff, man. That's why you
he was at the end.
I was at the end of my career then.
Yeah. I know.
I'm messing with you, Hugh.
No, I'm just like, wait a minute. I'm just like, wait a minute. I'm just like, wait a minute. Anthony, what I do? I was in my late 30s.
I was in my early 30s.
I know you are, man, and I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. Listen, Anthony, I know what I'm saying makes me sound, you know, like I'm not a defensive guy. I am a defensive guy.
No, not anymore.
I'm just a practical individual.
Hugh, you lost that title. I'm the defensive guy in the show now. Everyone knows that. All right, Anthony, what do you got for us? Give us a famous couple.
Eat the cake, anime. Mike and Tina.
That's a good one.
Ike and Tina, okay.
Might not win, though, because of the ramifications, but...
But it's a good answer. All right, Anthony, we appreciate the phone call. All right, I'm trying to go back now. Anthony brought to our attention something we hadn't thought about. The Georgia Bulldogs against Jaden Daniels back in the day.
Back in the day when he was at LSU?
Yeah. I mean, how many of those guys... So, the last matchup that Jaden had against Georgia, from what I could tell here, was in the 2022 season.
Mm-hmm. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.